Masechet Tfoyom Paradalad Mishnah Beis Eisha Shehi Tfulas Yom, a woman that is a Tfulas Yom. La Shaet Eisa B'Koit L'Chal, she can knead dough and take off the challah from the dough, and the dough would not become tameh from the Eisha. The Tfulas Yom does not make chulin tameh, only truma or challah can become tameh from its Tfulas Yom. And when she takes off the challah, she has not yet given it a name. Challah to the challah does not become tameh from her, since it doesn't yet have kedusha. Umafreshaso manachaso bekfisha mitzris o benichuzah. She separates it and places it in the Egyptian wicker basket or on a flat wooden board. These are kelim that are not makabel tuma. The chacham required her to place a challah in a kli that's not makabel tuma, so she would have a distinction and be aware that she is tameh and cannot touch the challah after she gives it a name challah. And after she gives it the name challah, the challah has kedusha and has the same din as truma and would become tameh from the tfulas yom. Umakefes ukar lashin. She brings a basket of the board that contains the challah and places it right next to the dough from which the challah was taken off from. As when she gives it a name challah, it has to be right next to the dough. And after it's next to the dough, she would call it the same challah. And now the challah has kedusha. She would no longer be allowed to touch the challah that Tfulas Yom would cause challah to become tameh. Why is it that a Tfulas Yom is allowed to knead dough and take off the challah even though she is tameh? Because its Tfulas Yom only causes Trumar Challah to become a Shlishi. And a Shlishi is Tar in regard to Chulin. So the dough, since it's Chulin, does not become Tameh from the Tfulas Yom. And when she takes off the Challah, she doesn't yet call it the name Challah, so it doesn't yet have Kedusha, and does not become Tameh from the Tfulas Yom. And once she does give it a name Challah, and it does have Kedusha, she would no longer be allowed to touch the Challah. If she would, she would cause the Challah to become Tameh. A container that is a tfulas yom, the container with tamit, and with immersed in the mikvah on nightfall, did not yet arrive. So the container has a din of a tfulas yom. A woman can knead the dough in this container and take out the challah from the dough, even though the container is a tfulas yom is not mitame chulin, and until she gives the challah the shame challah, until she calls it challah, it does not have the kedusha of challah, and therefore would not become tameh from the areva. She would then put the challah in a different container. Umakefes b'kor l'shem. She would bring the container that contains the challah next to the rest of the dough, and then she would give it a name challah, and that way the challah is no longer in the container that the tfulas yom, when it has the kedusha of challah. It only has the kedusha of challah once she gives it the name challah, and the woman is allowed to do this. M'nei he shlishi v'ashlishi tar l'chulam. A tfulas yom only causes truma or challah to become a shlishi. And a shlishi is tar in regard to chulin. Chulin cannot become a shlishi. So this container, which is a tfulas yom, can only cause challah to be a shlishi, and it doesn't have a shame challah until after she gives it a name challah. Until then, it's considered chulin. And a chulin is tar, it would not become a shlishi from a tfulas yom. A tfulas yom cannot be mitame chulin. Now, even though we had the very same halacha in the previous mission regarding a woman that's a tefuyom, the mission also wants to tell us the same halacha with regard to a kli that's a tefuyom. As with regard to a kli that's a tefuyom, you might think that it would be forbidden for a woman to put the dough into this kli that's a tefuyom and to take off the challah, even though she didn't yet give it a name challah. As maybe a woman is not aware that a kli that's a tefuyom can cause the challah to be tameh, and she'll go ahead and give it a name challah before she takes the challah out of the kli that's a tefuyom. So therefore, the mission tells us that even with regard to a kli that's a tefuyom, a woman is allowed to knead her dough in this kli, and she would be aware that she would not give it a shame challah until after the challah is no longer in the kli.